Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing podcast. Today we have one of our team members on again. Here at Top Advisor Marketing, we have an amazing social media team. And Adiri Obor is going to be talking to us today about setting social media goals. Now, this is one of the biggest issues that we have found with people who use our service and with people who are interested in having social media done for them is they don't set realistic goals. In fact, they don't really understand social media well enough to set realistic goals. And Adiri is one of our social media experts, and she's going to help all of you understand the best way to set goals, make them realistic, and also make them attainable. So Adiri, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Matt. I'm so glad to be here.
Where do we even begin with this, Adiri?
All right. So with social media goals, for the most part, to be honest with you, Matt, it really all starts with, in my opinion, a mindset and an understanding that the social media itself is a part of the overall marketing goal, which is something I realize a lot of people tend to forget and just think, okay, you know what, social media is just by itself, and you know, once I go on there, everyone's gonna come in. But no, when you're doing social media, you should be thinking, okay, you know, these are my marketing goals, and this is how social media is gonna like fall into, you know, or support the whole marketing plan that you have going on. And I believe, Matt, that you know, you yourself with our company, and you know, as we grow and try to use social media ourselves, we also think about that, right? But yeah, for the most part, that really is it.
Well, we really do set very specific goals. We set connection request goal or connection goals. We set engagement goals. But you're so spot on with that. This is a part of a larger plan. And a lot of advisors, unfortunately, Adiri, don't have a great plan. So how do we dip our toes in the water here? What can they do to really get this rolling?
So just like to start with, besides the whole overall marketing goal, first things first, I think to start with asking yourself certain questions. And so far, I think there are about 4 or 5 very important questions. First of which is, what exactly is it that you are trying to achieve? Like you just mentioned, you know, you are trying to increase connections and all that stuff. So those kind of things need to be written down. I noticed that a lot of advisors, like, you know, approach companies like ours not knowing exactly what they want to do. It's like they've heard, oh, social media, like things are going on over there, and so they should be on there. But they don't know exactly if they want to just, you know, increase their brand awareness, or if they want to, you know, just become authority figures. Like things like that should be written down. So I'd say, you know, first things first, answer this one question. What exactly is it you're trying to achieve? I mean, you know what this reminds me of, Matt, right now? I don't know if you've read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yeah, totally.
You have? Okay, awesome. Well, so the second habit is begin with the end in mind. Mm-hmm. And I think that really just hits the nail on the head. You know, if you're going into social media, you need to know exactly at least the things that you want to get done. You know, that's to start with. And second of which, I believe, is kind of answered in a way by the business itself, is who your target audience is. That can be transferred from like just your regular marketing plan of who you're trying to service as a whole with your company. And then a few other ones would be, where do they hang out? Now, I'm just going to spend a little bit of time on this one question. Where do they hang out on the web?
Good.
And I'm spending some time on this because of the industry that we're dealing with. And I know, Matt, we've spoken about this a lot in terms of the regulatory restrictions, which is compliance. And this kind of restricts or limits the platforms you can really go on for a lot of advisors, you know, which for the most part is LinkedIn. and Twitter. And I'm spending time on this just to say, you know what, don't be discouraged with the amount of compliance in terms of where your audience hangs out. Because, I mean, for the most part, a lot of people are using LinkedIn to look for jobs. A lot of people are on Twitter, you know, conversing. So I think those two are, they're perfect, I think, for financial advisors. Because also, like, say we go on Instagram and all these other platforms, I mean, it's young people, 21-year-olds that are mostly on there. And I know a lot of advisors are trying to manage big money, if I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So to not be dismayed by, you know, compliance and all that stuff in terms of where you can find your audience. And then another question, how do they use social media, which kind of is covered by the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And then another key question, just like the first one of what you want to accomplish, is what message you want to send via social media.
All right, I want to rewind you just a smidge there, because one of the things that you said was target. Social media is much, much more effective, or it is only effective when you know exactly who you're going after.
That's right.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. How do you help, through our social discovery process, advisors uncover who their targets are?
That's a great question, Matt. So, for the most part, we recently introduced this actually into our social media discovery process, where we ask deeper questions like, how would they, this is from the client's perspective, how do they see their business? Who do they think like is listening to them? Who do they think is trying to reach out to them? Because it's one thing to think that you, like, it's one thing to think or to assume that that is who you're trying to reach. It's another thing for a specific set of people to be attracted to you, if that makes sense. So yeah, we go through those kind of questions from their perspective to start with. And then just looking at their brand as a whole, we're looking at the kind of people that will be attracted to what they have going on in their company.
Magnificent. Let's also talk about the message, right? So there needs to be a common feeling, right? A common overarching philosophical message that an advisor is using in order to attract those people. Is that a fair statement?
It is a fair statement. And because, you know, in communications in general, and mostly marketing, social media and all that stuff, people require consistency, right, Matt? I think I remember you saying this, like, the idea of touch points and the number of times people have to see a certain kind of message for them to be able to even react to what you have out there, you know? And so knowing exactly what you want to put out there, having a consistent message, having a message that resonates is major key, besides, of course, knowing all the other answers to all the other questions. And I think we also do this for Top Advisor, right, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. I love, it's almost like a funnel, right? So we start with the target, then we figure out where that target hangs out, you know, whether it's LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook.
Right.
And then we go from there into, you know, what is your overarching message? And I think, I mean, there's a lot of falling down points there, Adiri, that some advisors can have. And part of what we try to do is hold their hands and support them through this whole thing, because there's a lot of confidence issues. You know, advisors are always terrified that they're going to be too narrow, but social media says differently, right? The more narrow, the better, right?
The more narrow, the better, yes. Because people need to know exactly what they're getting from you. You know, I was on Instagram the other day, and actually, I'm on Instagram a lot. And, you know, I'm just seeing a lot of, like, just different, I call them influencers, or bloggers as well. And they just put up these questions. What do you come to my page for? So just a little bit of audience research, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I know I do, for example, a blogger says she knows she does makeup and all of that stuff. But it isn't always necessarily why somebody else was attracted to their page.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're interested in skincare. Maybe they liked the earring that they saw them wearing. Maybe they liked a shirt they were wearing. So the question of being specific, I think, or not just being specific, but just knowing why people come to you is very important. And just remaining in that specific niche is super key to having one more thing, loyal people. Yes. I think that just crossed my mind. Having loyal people, people who always come back to you because they know what to expect from your specific, you know, company or brand. Like it just takes it to a whole nother level.
I really wish financial advisors were able to use Instagram more, just because of the way that the information is displayed. You know, especially if you're a financial services professional who focuses on women, if you're not active on Instagram and or Pinterest, then you're really missing a humongous, humongous market.
I 100% agree with you, actually. I really do. Because, I mean, in as much as we use images on Facebook and Twitter, I think those kind of images would, in my opinion, have a lot more traction on apps like that, apps like Instagram and Pinterest, because you're able to just, you know, give direct information in such creative ways that instantly attract attention. And in today's time, like, you know, people are visually stimulated. Mm-hmm. And for those kind of websites or apps that are optimized for things like that, it's just perfect. You know, with Instagram, you could, you know, say at the bottom, even Pinterest, really, you could go at the bottom, write as much description as you want, but the initial thing, like in terms of getting attention, it could be mind blowing. And yes, I really do believe, you know, they're missing out on it.
Well, and we've found too, through our internal research, especially on Facebook, that image-based posts are definitely going to get people to stop and hover, if That's not right. click. Well, let's go back a little bit to the messaging. Now, you have your own stuff that you do outside. How did you arrive at the message for your blog and your Instagram and your internet persona?
That's a great question. It took me a while. And the reason it took me a while is I needed to do a lot of introspection to know exactly why I was doing what I was doing. And I think understanding why I was doing what I was doing helped me to answer the question of what it was I wanted to put out there. So, yeah, just a lot of introspection. And in all honesty, I can't even leave this out. A lot of trial and error.
Oh.
So starting out with just writing whatever it is that I, in the moment, which is what I think a lot of writers do as well. You just let it flow, whatever it is you want to write. And then to an extent, over a period of time, I just noticed a pattern. There were certain things that I always was talking about and always wanted to talk about. There were certain topics I already knew naturally that were not things that I was interested in. And so just through a lot of writing, just to start with, this was before, I guess, I made it super, super like official and branded and everything. Just through a lot of writing, I was able to say, okay, you know, I think this is exactly what it is, what I'm trying to say and what I'm trying to put out there. And you know something very interesting, Matt? By the time I started writing more of those things, I found that a lot of the people who read the post were connected to that one thing, you know? Like, for example, say just writing about just being a regular adult, you know, trying to grow up. It's like there's so many other adults out there going, oh, my God, that is exactly what I'm going through. Oh, my God, I can't believe, you know, finally somebody is kind of talking about this. And it just really was a process, but it definitely paid off.
You know, being a young adult as you are, you just sounded like you have more life experience than the majority of people that we work with, Adiri, which is so awesome because you just there were three huge things that you just said there. One, you figured out why you're doing it. That's like a huge struggle for our advisors. Well, why am I doing this? Yeah. Why is it important to me? And then your level of introspection and your ability to do some trial and error. If people don't make that connection, right? if they're not coming to you for that one specific thing, then you've really missed the boat. When advisors are sitting down and thinking about setting social media goals and just really thinking about, you know, what online persona they want to have, it is something for them to create. Now, have you read any blog or besides the book, The Seven Habits? Could you direct anybody to anything else? Because, I mean, you're way ahead of your time here. So would you help our audience a little bit with that?
Besides Seven Habits, you know, a book I read that, in all honesty, was so amazing in just helping me kind of understand what it was. It was a branding book. It's called, I think it's called The Only Book You Will Ever Need When It Comes to Branding.
Great title.
No, really. It was it was a very tiny book, not big at all. And it was like, say one chapter would say, your brand is how people remember you. And it's like, you need to think about, say, for example, Coca-Cola or Pepsi. People, when you think Pepsi, you think cola. And that just automatically helps you think. It's like you think about your brand and you automatically want to think about that brand and relate it to one thing. You know, it just in a way helps you dilute. It helps you. I'm trying to find the book right now, but I can't. But I will make sure that we include it in the show notes.
Beautiful.
It's a great book. 100% great. It just really helps you to distill everything that you're thinking about. But yeah, so that book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, I think it's good in general. It helps all of us in our lives. What other book would I mention? Honestly, I don't think there are that many besides that one branding book. Everything else, I think everything else really just, I don't know what to say, it just should be natural, especially with social media. I think another thing that our financial advisors tend to miss when they come is, and they don't understand, is, like you said, you're creating it. And in that creation process, it's not just going to, in all honesty, it's not just going to happen immediately or just like right now. I think it's like a dance. We need to go back and forth with the social media specialists that are helping you to be able to craft this online presence that you're trying to get to, you know. And I think with more involvement from the client side, like, we could do so much, especially when it comes to content as well. And I understand that this can be slightly hard, you know, when it comes to, say, trying to focus, because a lot of financial advisors are really just, they really just want to focus on you know, their clients and getting things done. I totally understand it. But a little bit of time spent doing this dance with us, social media specialists, it would go a long way in helping to create, you know, a presence and achieve the goals that they want to achieve online.
Wonderful. Well, Adiri, thank you for talking about how to set some good social media goals and really how to create an online presence. This was freaking awesome.
I know. I think I enjoyed it way more than I anticipated. I almost don't want to stop.
Well, luckily, we're going to have you back on the podcast many, many, many times, because there's so much more that we need to uncover. You know, I have another quick book that was influential for me when I tried to figure out, you know, kind of who I wanted to be. It's called Mirror, Mirror on the Wall, Am I the Most Valued of Them All? And it's by a guy named Leo Pusateri, who was a huge coach within financial services, spoke for many, many years. The book is timeless. It was written in 2001. It's a great opportunity for you to truly, he has had this thing called the value ladder, and he walks you through how to really hone in your voice. And very, very soon, we are going to be launching. Kirk Lowe had written a blog on creating a value proposition, which really targets everything that Adiri said in the podcast today. And we're going to be giving it away for free. It's going to be a mini course. So make sure that you pay attention to that. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, click that subscribe now button. That way, when we launch this, you'll be first in the know. Also, follow Adiri on social media. Follow me on social media. We'll be posting a lot more stuff about this. But any closing thoughts on the realism of setting social media goals?
Very, very important point. Mindset. So just making sure that you're coming into it, understanding that it takes time. And you need to be specific. You need to understand what exactly you're trying to achieve on there, and just agreeing to do the dance with the whoever's helping you out with your social media, so you can create something awesome and something that will give you the results that you're looking for.
That's awesome. All right. Well, like I just said, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. But even better, if you wouldn't mind, just take a second and give us a quick review on iTunes. Now, if you have a specific topic that you would like us to cover, or a person who you think we should interview here on the Top Advisor Marketing Podcast, please make sure that you email me at matt@topadvisorm.com. Or if you have any questions for Adiri specifically, so it's Adiri, E-D-I-R-I, @topadvisormarketing.com. You're more than welcome to go ahead and ask her some questions too, especially if you want to start a blog, because Adiri is a very, very successful blogger, which is one of the great reasons why we hired her. So, Adiri, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Matt. It was my pleasure.
All right, and we'll see all of you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best-kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.
This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at iris.xyz.